everyone. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. Mr. Funches, would you mind closing that door, please, sir? Oh, thank you, Dante. It's 10:38 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And as always, we will begin with an invocation today led by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance today led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your head. Good Lord, we come to you right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you for today, because this is the day that you've made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Please be with us as we make decisions that affect those citizens in the county today, and with all our county employees and their families. And as we come up on the anniversary of 9/11 in 2 days, please be with all of our first responders and those impacted by that terrible terrorist action, and please be with all of our first responders and help remind us daily how important they are in our community. And Lord, we pray all these things in your name.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present in the courtroom who wishes to make comment about any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending the meeting remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on a little bit out of order. To County Commissioners, item A, to consider, approve, and accept a check from the YMBL and a presentation for their annual rental payment for the use of the dog at Ford Park Fairgrounds and Conflict. Do I have motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Sal or Chris or who's going to speak?
Sal.
Come on up.
This is one of our great days when we get to go back to the county. So, as you know, on April 30th, we presented a check for $25,000. And as part of our agreement with the county, today we have a check for $202,651, which brings our total for 2025 to $227,601,000. We appreciate the partnership that we have. I think it was a great fair, and we're going to continue to have this great fair. So we appreciate y'all's support in this year and previous years and going forward. So we look forward to being able to serve our community, county, everywhere else involved, helping keep those citizens coming here. So since 2004.
Excuse me.
Yes.
The mic's not on.
Look down at the bottom.
There you go.
Sorry about that. I wasn't part of the AV team, so I didn't know this. So since 2004, our total now to Jefferson County has been $3,541,381. So we thank y'all for everything. We look forward to continuing the fair, and hopefully everyone comes out.
Well, we thank you and all your volunteers who dedicated their time so generously and tirelessly to putting on the event. We know it's a great undertaking, and a lot of people take a lot of vacation. So thank you for the work that y'all do. I noticed you've got a bunch of members here today.
Absolutely. So I asked anyone who was able to come to show up. So yes, we have quite a bit of support from the folks that were able to show up.
And Judge, I would like to add this. We thank you because of what you do from the fair and how you contribute to all the different nonprofits and people in this community all around. And that speaks mound for the years that you've been doing this fair and the YMBL in its existence. And that's a plus for our community all the way around.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. We want the public to know that we're more than just the fair. So, and we have countless projects that go out there and hundreds of thousands of dollars that get put back into those organizations that really, really need the funding.
Well, it's been a great partnership and with YMBL all these years, and thank y'all very much for all of your efforts on behalf of our community.
Thank you, sir.
I'll second that. It's great to see you, what you guys do in the community, and thank you for telling people about that, because they don't realize when they're going out to the fair and eating a corn dog and drinking a lemonade what the effect that it actually has on the community, because the fair, for its time, serves a greater purpose throughout the whole year. And we certainly appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I also take a second to express my appreciation for the work y'all have done in undertaking a collaboration with and assistance with housing and working with the long-term recovery group for Jefferson County. Michelle Brewer and her efforts to continue to help those people that have been impacted by disasters. Y'all stepped up during that, and I'm deeply appreciative for that. I'm really happy as we sit here right now, not just for the cool weather that we are enjoying this morning, but also for the fact that at 5 o'clock this morning, Greg Bostwick said that upper level wind shear is preventing any formation of anything in the Atlantic coming towards the Gulf, and that we're safe for at least the next 10 days. And so that should get us into the third week in September, and we're hopeful to get past that without anything. We've had a good year so far, and we want to continue that. But we appreciate y'all's efforts to be there for the long-term recovery group in the event that we do that.
Yeah, Judge, and Chris just told me about a home in Port Arthur. Chris, you may want to elaborate on that a little bit that y'all just finished, and I want to thank y'all for that also.
Yes, Commissioner, I tell you, when y'all talked me into helping get Jefferson County Long-Term Recovery founded, I really didn't have any idea how much need was still in our community years after the storms. And as Michelle and her team have gone out and aggressively worked and searched out the people, I mean, these are people that live right by us, and their homes are just in these deplorable conditions. And because we don't see them, we don't really think about them. And, oh, that hurricane was 10 years ago, or that was 5 years ago. It's amazing to me the conditions that people have to live in, and it's very discouraging that they've gotten overlooked. But thank goodness Michelle and her group doesn't let that stand in their way. And you know, there were 45 homes back when we first started about 3 years ago that I didn't even know existed. And she's now up to almost 97 homes that group has touched that we didn't even know. The majority of our community didn't even know they were out there. But these people that are living in those conditions, they certainly knew they were there. And there's more. And, you know, you can only go as far as the funding will let you. And that girl, I tell you, Michelle has been aggressive in reaching out to everyone that she can to help people understand that there are people in our community that are still suffering, not of their own fault. Right. And I know that Robert talks to her quite often to make sure that we're continuing our preparedness in this county. I'm thrilled that Greg said that this morning, because mm-hmm. it gives us even more time to catch up for those folks that are still out there. So, y'all, you know, y'all have things that come across your office, be sure and reach out to her. And again, we're happy as an organization. YMBL is going to be building a ramp in a couple of weeks on a house. The guys are going to physically go out and do it, which is also very positive. So we're glad to do it. I look back sometimes and think, boy, hey, Jeff, he got me into this one. And and bless his heart, he's not here. And so did Vernon. Vernon was a good salesman. Let me just tell you all that right now. Days when I'm sitting there going, how did I get into this? Oh, yeah, Vernon Pierce, my buddy. But thank you all again.
Thank you to the YMBL. But not only that, as a former special education teacher, I think seeing those kids' faces when y'all let them into the fair, man, that's big. I believe it's a sellout crowd. You know, I kind of, it brings back memories when I was teaching, where we would bring the kids, and I think I was more enjoying it more than the kids. So thank y'all for that too. I think those parents really appreciate that also. Thank you,
Commissioner. All right, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for third party claims administration, cost containment, or network program establishment for Jefferson County. I'm going to skip item B. Item C is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for dust suppressant for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Base Seal International, Inc. from October 8, 2025 to October 7, 2026. Item D is to consider and approve execute, receive, and file a renewal for for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Lyndon Meyer Monroe and Western BRW Paper, DBA Oval USA, FK, formerly known as Bosworth, for a first one-year renewal from September 16, 2025 to September 15, 2026, with price increases due to labor, manufacturing, transportation costs, and tariffs if shown in Attachment A. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposal of scrap metal property. Such property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such prices it may command with the return of funds to the county. Do we have a motion on those items A, C, D, and E?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract extensions for Jefferson County Bank Depository and Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Depository contract with Stellar Bank from November 30th, 2025 to November 29th, 2026. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alfred and Erickson. I'm going to abstain from this as a member of the board of the bank. However, I'm not required to by state law because I don't own 10% of the stock. So, but I will abstain. So, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We will then move on to items under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2026. Item B is consider and approve revised County Health Authority agreement with AZIA AD-MD effective October 1st, 2025. Item C is to consider and approve budget transfer for JP Precinct 1 Place 1 for additional cost of postage in the amount of $500. Item D is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for cost of a road machinery box blade attachment. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for building maintenance. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 531545 through 531752. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion?
No discussion. Yeah, question. I didn't see the increase or the amount for the, I guess, constables, evictions, and this new law went into effect September 1.
Yeah, I think right. The ones it's, y'all did were statutory, weren't they?
It was a statutorial that you have to, it's SB 2282. It was on the warrants.
Okay.
That went from $50 to $75.
Okay.
And there was no other recommendation. I think there is a new procedure that the constables can do for squatters, but it's the statute says that it can already says that it will be the same fee as a writ of possession.
Okay.
And that was the only changes that were recommended to us.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we already done item A. Item B is to receive and file fully executed agreement between Jefferson County Commissioners Court and Lamar University for Lamar University setcast for video broadcast of Commissioners Court meeting. Item C is to receive and file fully executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Port Arthur Independent School District for grass maintenance. Item D is to consider and possibly approve and receive and file amended Jefferson County game room regulations. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have two items. Item A is consider possibly approve, receive, and file election results for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Law Enforcement Association to be the exclusive bargaining agent for the sworn sheriff's deputies pursuant to Section 174.102 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item B is considering possible to approve the selection of Robert Bobby Campbell, Caleb Mitchell, Mark Holmes, and Nathan Staggs, and Robert Bailey as board members and officers of the organization. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any?
I abstain.
Okay. Any opposed? righty. The ayes have it. Under emergency management, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and the Houston Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals pursuant to Chapter 418 of the Texas Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any commissioner or elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? I did want to talk to the commissioners real quick. So October 7th is going to be the County Judges and Commissioners Association annual conference. That's a Tuesday. So I'm assuming we will not have court that day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. November 4th, one of the most important days of the year, that's going to be opening week of deer season. I don't know. In past years, we have not had a quorum. I don't know whether.
I won't be here.
I won't be here.
You know it.
I'll be begging to get my limit.
So we probably will not. And then November 11th falls on a Veterans Day, which is Tuesday. So I would suggest that we meet on November 12th, which would be a Wednesday, if that is okay with everyone. Okay, so we'll make Commissioner's Court that week will be November 12th, and we will not meet on October 2nd, 7th, and November 4th.
I may be absent on that.
Please remind them about the new law as far
as so, well, we're going a day later, but yeah, we've had some conversations about that. All right.
I'll show up.
All right. Anything further? All right. Thank you all so very much for being here. We appreciate you, and y'all have a great week.
Yeah.
We've